No matter what you face today,
بغض النظر عن شو عم تواجهه بهاليوم,
no matter what battle that is before you,
بغض النظر عن التحديات أمامكم,
I want you to know that Jesus is here.
بديكم تعرفوا إنه يسوع موجود هون.
And you know, we come into church because we have to have the Sunday smile.
ونحن نجي على الكنيسة وقت لأنه بدنا بسمة الأحد على وجهنا.
Am I the only father here that has ever yelled at his wife on the way to church?
Just me.
Only Italians do that. Woman, are you out of your mind? Oh, pastor, hallelujah. How are you doing? Praise the Lord. Wife and kids. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Masjid
la Rab. But behind our Sunday smiles, many of us carry burdens and pain and wounding. As we've traveled in this country, Garo's wife said it so beautifully as we rode in the car today. Many were carrying fear and doubt. That sense that you will never, ever measure up. I want you to know you don't have to measure up. All you got to do is be willing to die. A guy said to me at Teen Challenge one time, I don't think I can follow God because I'm always letting him down. I think the question is, when did God ever ask you to pick him up? I mean, we may lift up his name in worship, but God is too big to pick up, so you can't let him down. I bet you that was hard to translate. I don't even know what I just said. I want to come to the book of Mark if you have your Bible. And would you please stand with us as we read God's word? We're going to read in the book of Mark chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 46. Read, my brother.
وبينما هو خارج من أريحة ومعه تلاميذه وجمهور كبير كان بارتيماوس أي ابن تيموثاوس وهو شحاذ أعمى جالسا على جانب الطريق فلما سمع بأن الذي يمر من هناك هو يسوع الناصري أخذ يصيح يا يسوع ابن داود ارحمني فانتهره كثير من الناس ليسكت لكنه صاح بصوت أعلى يا ابن داود ارحمني فوقف يسوع وقال نادوه فنادوا الأعمى وقالوا له تشجع وقم ها هو يناديك فألقى عنه رباءته وقام وجاء إلى يسوع فقال له يسوع ماذا تريد أن أعمل لك قال يا معلم أن أبصر فقال له يسوع اذهب إيمانك شفاك فأبصر في الحال وتبع يسوع في الطريق.
Father, we thank you for your word.
يا رب يا آب نشكرك من أجل كلمتك.
Father God, speak to our hearts today.
يا رب تكلم إلى قلوبنا اليوم.
Lord, we lay down our fear.
يا رب نضع نحطهم تحت لكل مخاوفنا.
Lord, we lay down our masks.
يا رب نضع قناعاتنا اللي بنلبسهم.
And we come to you.
يا رب ونأتي إليك.
Open.
يا رب نجي منفتحين.
Exposed.
يا رب نجي حاطين نفسنا.
Vulnerable.
بشكل يا رب ما بدنا خايفين يا رب نفتح قلوبنا.
Father, touch our lives through your word today.
يا رب المس قلوبنا بكلمتك اليوم.
In Jesus' name.
باسم يسوع.
باسم يسوع.
آمين.
You may be seated. I love this story.
أنا كثير بحب هالقصة.
Jesus has a huge crowd with him.
يسوع عنده حواليه جمهور كبير.
He's coming out of the city of Jericho.
وهو طالع من مدينة أريحة.
Great city, great miracles.
مدينة كبيرة ومعجزات كثيرة.
And he's on his way.
وهو على طريقه.
To Jerusalem. Very soon we'll experience and enjoy the triumphal entry. The people will shout, Hosanna, Hosanna. But on his way to the celebration, with a huge crowd, there's a man by the side of the road. One of the neat things to me is to most people, he was just a beggar. He was just a refugee. He was just by the side of the road. But we know from the description of Mark that Jesus took the time to find out who he was. He was Bartimaeus. Well, he was the son of Timaeus. I've done a lot of research on this. I wanted to find out if Timaeus was some rich guy. I mean, out of all of the miracles, why would this be the one where they give us his name, Bartimaeus, and his dad, son of Timaeus? And in all of my research, I've been able to find nothing except this. Doesn't matter whether people know your name or your history, Jesus does. And he's crazy about you. Does that translate he's crazy about? I mean, just wild. Just man, God's wild about you. You have never been unloved. So the crowd is celebrating and they're going and they're talking and they're asking questions. And Jesus sees him by the side of the road. Bartimaeus had a problem. What was his problem? He was blind. What else? He was blind, yeah, but what else? He was a beggar. He was not only blind. He was poor. It would be bad enough to be blind and rich, but this guy had nothing. He sat on the side of the road, begging gifts from strangers. His condition was desperate. Everyone say desperate. Everyone say desperate. Hallelujah. More than the fact that his situation was desperate, we need to know today that Bartimaeus himself was desperate. Some of you here today are in a desperate situation. But you're not desperate. I was in Texas. Man brought his son up after the Teen Challenge choir meeting. My wife and I have served the ministry of Teen Challenge for over 40 years. We've put together over 100 choirs on 6 continents. And so we travel and we minister and the men share their testimonies. Soon you'll have your center and Gara will be directing the choir. Gara actually sings very well. Hallelujah. But listen. No matter how powerful the testimonies of men delivered from drugs,
بغض النظر قديش شهادات الناس يلي تحرروا من المخدرات,
The greatest testimony are those of you young people that have never done drugs. Never smoked a cigarette. That's the most powerful testimony. The father brought him and he said, "This is my boy. He's a good boy. Not a bad boy like your Teen Challenge fellas." I looked around his dad and I said, "Son, are you born again?" He said, I think so. His dad said, "Yeah, but he's a good boy. He ain't a bad boy like your Teen Challenge boys."
Okay,
we got to go over here. My wife keeps saying, we got to be on the camera. Hallelujah. He ain't a bad boy.
And
I said, "Yeah, but son, is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life?" He said, I hope so. And his dad said, "Yeah, but he's a good boy." And I said, and I said, "Yeah, but if he doesn't know Jesus, he's going to hell. There's a chance he may be the nicest boy in hell. But the most important thing is not how good we are, it's how good God is. If you don't know Jesus today, no matter how good you try to be, no matter how many hours you recite prayers, I'm Italian. All Italians are Catholic at least once. I knew prayers, but I didn't know God. I did the sacraments, but I was addicted. I was alcoholic, smoking cigarettes, violent, angry, and I needed Jesus. If you don't know him today, if you're not born again, you make Jesus the Lord of your life, then your situation is desperate. And I pray you would become desperate. Stop that. You're making me nervous. My wife is going, "Faster, faster. You're running out of time. Faster." I took my watch off and I put it on the pulpit. You know what it means when the pastor takes his watch off and puts it on the pulpit. Absolutely nothing. I might as well put it back, but I'm watching. What was I saying before you interrupted me? Hey, come up here. This is the most amazing woman in the world. Hallelujah. Mother of my four children. All three of our sons are pastors. Our daughter is a minister of music and her husband is a minister of music. And mother to we have to 9 grandchildren. And tens of thousands of sons, but none better than Garo.
It is a privilege for us to be here.
It's
a blessing for us to be here. We serve such a faithful God. And God wants to meet us right where we are.
الله بده يلتقي فينا بالمكان اللي احنا فيه.
With his amazing love.
بمحبته الرائعة.
No, it's my turn.
صار دوري هلا.
And we are so grateful to be here. Amazing people.
نحن ممتنين إنه نكون معكم أنتم رائعين جدا.
To worship God together with you.
أن نعبد الله مع معكم.
I don't know what it's like to be addicted.
أنا ما بعرف شو يعني يكون شخص مدمن.
Never smoked a cigarette and never drank a can of beer.
ما بحياتي دخنت سيجارة ما بحياتي شربت حتى بيرة.
But I needed to commit my life to Jesus.
بس أنا كنت بحاجة إنه أخضع حياتي للرب يسوع.
To receive His amazing forgiveness and love.
وأن أستقبل منه محبته العظيمة.
And I'm so grateful that I did.
وأنا ممنون جدا إنه تقبلت غفرانه ومحبته.
To be able to follow Him and to serve Him.
كمان أقدر أتبعه وأخدمه.
The word says, we talked about Mary earlier.
كنا عم نحكي من شوي عن مريم.
Said, blessed is she.
مكتوب مباركة هي.
Who has believed.
التي آمنت.
That the Lord would do.
أن الرب قادر أن يعمل.
What He said He would do.
ما قاله إنه رح يعمله.
We serve a faithful God.
نحن نخدم إله رائع وأمين.
An amazing God.
وهو إله رائع جدا.
A loving God who keeps His promises.
الله الذي يحب والذي يهتم ويأخذ كل مواعيده.
Whoever trusts in Him will never be disappointed.
والذي يؤمن به لن يخزى أبدا.
We love you.
Amen.
We
نحب.
Love you.
And you know, when you think about the story of Mary, and as a Catholic, as a young man, I learned the Magnificat, her prayer. And I always thought that she said that prayer after she saw the angel Gabriel. But as I was reading in my devotions this morning, I noticed something I'd never seen before. The angel spoke to her and gave her the promise of God. And the Bible says she fled quickly to Judea. She ran. She was in fear. Here is a single woman in a community that is carrying God's son, but she's not married. And Elizabeth, when she saw her, the Bible says the baby leapt in her womb. And she picked Mary up. She said, God's going to do something with you, Mary. I don't think it's any coincidence my wife brought this up this morning. Some of you ladies are discouraged. You've been wounded. Abused. Betrayed. And God loves you. But I want you to know right here in this church, in Jesus, Prince of Peace Church, there are other women that will lift you up. It's good to run to God. But it's wonderful to come to God's people and know there are arms that will hold you up. Because suddenly, in a flight of terror from her hometown and shame, she lifts up her voice in one of the great prayers in all of the Word of God. And she gives God glory for His promise. And some of you here today, you need to know that you're not abandoned. You're not like Bartimaeus, abandoned along the road. Mary said, my soul rejoices in God. My spirit exalts the Lord my Savior. For He has regard for the humble slave state of His bondservant. Yeah, that's good. That's all I'm going to do, though. So it's good. Hallelujah. If you want to read that later tonight, maybe it'll minister to you. Luke chapter 1. Verse 46 through 56. But I want you to see something.
بس بديكم تشوفوا شغلة.
Bartimaeus was alone.
بارتيماوس كان وحيد.
And Jesus called to him.
ويسوع ناداه.
The Bible says that stay over here so I quit running away from the camera. The Bible says that when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus, something in his heart knew that his answer had come. This morning you need to know that Jesus is here. And your answer has come. He discerned. He heard the promise of God. And he began to cry out, Jesus! Son of David! Have mercy on me! And of course, you know all of the disciples, they said, oh, praise God. Bring him over here. He's blind. He's poor. What a gift. Is that what the disciples did? What did they do? Would you please be quiet? Can't you see that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem? We have no time for blind beggars like you. And of course, at that point in time, Bartimaeus' feelings were hurt. And he said, well, if that's what his followers are like, I don't want anything to do with this religion. Is that what he did? No, the Bible says he began to cry out louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Yes, louder. Jesus, Son of David. And the people said,
shh.
Can't you see that we're busy with the Savior right now? We certainly don't need any more blind beggars in our church. So just be quiet. And the Bible says that even louder he cried out, Yeshua, Son of David, have mercy on me. You know why? He was determined. He would not let anything stand between him and his miracle. What stands between you and your miracle today? Whatever it is, it has to go. And the Bible says that Jesus said these amazing words, call him here. When everyone pushes you away, I want you to know that there's an Elizabeth waiting to minister Jesus. And if not, Jesus himself will be there. He says, call him here. Now here's the key part. The Bible says he threw off his cloak. And he came to Jesus. I wonder if you know how important it is that he threw off his cloak. That's just not some idle chatter in the verse. The cloak of a blind man was of a special color. And a special design. It was awarded by the Sanhedrin. It was a recognition that he had a legitimate handicap and he had the right to beg. I want you to notice something. He threw off the coat before he got healed. He surrendered his right to beg. He was so certain that Jesus was going to touch him. There was nothing the matter with the coat. Many times it kept him dry in the rain. Other times it shielded him from the hot Judean sun. Other times he wrapped himself in the coat on those cold, cold nights. But you know what? It didn't matter whether it was good or not. It had to go if he was coming to Jesus. Jesus wants to take you out of your comfort zone. God's not going to do something new in your life until you're willing to do something new in God.
حتى ان تكون انت مصر ان تعمل امر جديد في الله.
As my sister prayed.
مثل ما صلت اختي.
As long as we settle for being normal Christians.
طالما نحن مبسوطين نكون مسيحيين عاديين.
We'll never become supernatural Christians.
ما بحياتنا رح نكون مسيحيين فوق العاديين.
And Jesus said to him.
يسوع قال له.
What do you want me to do for you?
ماذا تريدني افعل لك؟
As I closed this morning, my wife just pointed to her watch. She said, "You're done now." She's good. She knows how to do it. I want you to hear Jesus asking you. Just like Bartimaeus. Verse 51. What do you want me to do for you?
قال له يسوع ماذا تريد أن أعمل لك؟
Let's get rid of the Sunday smiles.
خلينا نشيل عنا ابتسامة يوم الأحد.
Let's tear off the mask.
نشيل الوجه القناع عنا.
What do you need God to do for you today?
ماذا تريد أن يعمل الله لك في الصباح؟
If you've never made Him the Lord of your life, today is your day.
إذا ما بحياتك طلبت منه يكون سيد حياتك اليوم
Receive
هو اليوم.
Him.
استقبله.
Receive Him.
استقبل يسوع.
Religion and trying is not enough.
الدين والمحاولات المتكررة ما لها منا كافي.
Comes a place when I die to self and say, God, you do what I cannot do.
نوصل المكان اللي منموت عن نفسه منقول له يا الله أعمل ما لا يمكنني أن أفعله بنفسي.
Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life.
يسوع تعال قلبي وكن سيد حياتي.
God's calling to you today.
هذه دعوة يسوع لألكم اليوم.
He has a wonderful plan.
عنده خطة رائعة.
What do you want me to do for you? So many things Bartimaeus could have asked for. I need some money, Lord. I sure would like to have a nicer house. Maybe he was from another country and he was there begging because it was good money in Jericho, but he always wanted to go home.
بس يمكن يكون موجود لأن بهالمنطقة لأنه هناك مال أكثر بأريحة بس هو رغبته إنه يرجع للبيت.
Some of you are waiting for that day you can go home.
يمكن بعض منكم ناطر اليوم اللي بترجعوا فيه لبيوتكم.
And no matter what happens circumstantially in your life.
بغض النظر عن شو بيصير بظروف حياتكم.
Wherever you are with Jesus is home.
بغض النظر وين موجودين يسوع هو المنزل.
He said, "In my Father's house, I have many places."
مكتوب وقال هو إنه في بيت أبي هناك منازل كثيرة.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
لو ما كان هيك لما كنت أخبرتكم.
But I go to prepare a place.
ولكن أذهب لأعد لكم مكانا.
God has a place for you.
يسوع له مكان لك.
And He has a heart for you.
ويسوع له قلب.
What do you want from God?
شو بدك من الله في هالصباح؟
And I love it. Bartimaeus looks at him and he says, "Rabboni, I want to regain my sight."
وبحب لما بارتيماوس طلع فيه وقال له يا ربوني بدي بس يرجع لي نظري.
Rabboni, I want to regain my sight.
يا ربي يا ربوني يا معلم بدي أنا بس ارجع تعيد لي نظري.
He didn't look at the circumstances of his life.
ما نظر إلى ظروف حياته.
He went all the way to the root and said, "God, touch me at my place of deepest need." I want you to hear God saying to you, asking you this morning, "What do you want me to do for you?" Would you just bow your head and just pray silently? Every eye closed, no looking around. I want you to hear Jesus saying, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus is here. And he's actually asking you that question. Can I ask you a question? If you died tonight, do you know you'd go to heaven? Be honest with yourself. If you died tonight, do you know you'd go to heaven? If the answer to that question is no, or I'm not sure, if you're willing to come to the end of trusting your own righteousness, if I die tonight, do I know I'd go to heaven? The answer is no, or I'm not sure. Would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor Bernie, pray for me? Don't have to say anything. Just lifting your hand says, I need prayer today. I see your hand. You can put it down. I'll pray for you. Are there others? Holy Spirit, have your way. Yes, my sister. Yes, my sister. Put your hand down. Are there others? There's more than these three. Yes, my sister. Yes, amen. I'm going to pray for you. I'm looking at the men. Sometimes we sit there with our tough guy. I've got to be strong for my family. I asked God one time, how do I get my sons to the altar? He said, you go to the altar, son, and they'll follow you. I'm talking to the men. If you die tonight, do you know you'd go to heaven? If the answer is no, let me pray for you, please. Any of the men, any of the young people, last time. Thank you, sir, by the pillar. I see it. Are there any others? Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Father, each of these that have raised their hands, God, I pray that you touch them. God, that your love would cover them. That you bring them to this altar. God, by your grace, you would send your healing power for each of these dear sisters. As they raised their hand, they said, God, I want more. Now bring them in Jesus' name. Those of you that lifted your hands, come stand with me now. Come, son, right away. Over here. Come on, my sisters. We want to pray for you. Kathy, would you join us? Hallelujah. There are others. Come on. We want to pray. There are those that are used in altar ministry. Can you join us to pray? Amen. Hallelujah. Just turn this way. I'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some more ladies. Just say this prayer. Say, Father. Say it out loud. In Jesus' name. I admit I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I turn my back on sin. Come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. I confess Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in my heart God raised him from the dead. Therefore, I am saved. Now I want you to just lift your hands right now, just right where you are. Just pray that prayer in your own words. Amen. Can one of the men come and stand with my brother right here? Hallelujah. God, I thank you for your hand on his life. I thank you for your call. Father, I thank you for your promise. Lord, I thank you, God, that your word has been planted deep in his life. And God, the call is real. Use him, God. Lord, even as he has committed his life to you today, God, I pray that you would release your promise, not only on him, but on every lady, every man, everyone at this altar, God, in Jesus' name. Now I want to ask one last question as I close. And the music team can come up. You know that you're going to heaven. And you know that you love Jesus. But there's an area of your life you want to give to him today. I want you to take that part of your life. I want to put it in your left hand or your right hand and hold it up to him like this right now. Hallelujah. And I want you to notice I have both hands up. Listen, after 40 years of ministry, I still have not arrived. I eat too much. Especially in Lebanon, because you have the best food in the world. Sometimes I lose my temper with my wife. But I won't make compromise with the things that are wrong. I'm desperate. I know Jesus is the answer. And I've decided I want to follow him. So now as we pray, I want you to open your hand. And with your words, say what was in your hand. And give it to God. Amen right now. Father. Everyone, Father. In Jesus' name. I give you. Now say the word and open your hands, Father. Lord, I give you my anger, God. Lord, I give you my worry, God. Lord, I give you that the striving in my heart. Just begin to pray right now. Lift your voices. Lift your voices together. Hallelujah. Cry out to God. Father, we come to you hungry for your presence. Lord, grateful for your love that always endures. Hallelujah. Forever, God, your love. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
نشكركم لاستماعكم لهالكلمة. للمزيد من العظات زوروا موقعنا jpopc.org.